Let's see, there's Train 45, and was there one other one? No, yeah, the New York Chimes. Okay, two more fast songs. Okay, here's Train 45. This is a great thing that has to do with the banjo player's role in bluegrass. I guess I'll stand for this one also. Banjo players traditionally are not supposed to move around very much. It's one of those unspoken, unwritten credos. Because it used to be the banjo players were comedians back in the older country days. There were people like Snuffy Jenkins, who was kind of a predecessor to Earl Scruggs in the bluegrass, kind of pre-bluegrass firmament, if you will. And he wore funny hats and bib overalls and played washboard as well as banjo and told funny stories. And then there was Uncle Dave Macon, who was a real great banjo player and singer and country comedian and songwriter. Excuse me. And then people like String Bean, who you might have seen somewhere along the line. Back before all the hip-hop clothing was in vogue and you know, people wore their pants down around here, String Bean was, his waistline was down about here. He had a belt down here and his shirt went down that far. And he played banjo and he was with Bill Monroe in 1943. But Earl Scruggs kind of set the standard for the kind of solemn banjo presence on stage. In fact, Lester Flatt joined Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys in 1945, just months, I guess, before Earl Scruggs. And Monroe's fiddler said to Lester one day, "Hey, we found this this banjo player down in North Carolina, a wonderful man named Earl Scruggs." And Bill Monroe was trying to get away from the hillbilly image of country music and just be like really straight ahead and treat it as a very, you know, respectful kind of a music. And Lester was into that frame of mind and didn't feel like getting a country comedian in there on the banjo. Of course, Earl Scruggs was anything but a comedian, but an amazing banjo player. So I guess it kind of started with him, and I'm sort of going off on this tangent because this song, Train 45, that the gentleman requested is one of these songs where the banjo player doesn't really have to hardly move at all. And Ralph Stanley is one of the, he's one of the guys that would be one of the bluegrass icons that would be up on Bluegrass Mount Rushmore with his face chiseled in stone there. And you know, I've seen him play where I can hardly see his fingers moving at all. And Train 45 is one of those good things where you can, it's the kind of tune where you really hardly have to move your fingers at all. It'll give you kind of a demonstration to start off with. This is the banjo player as Mannequin, I guess.